Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the premier source for all things sport and working dog related. You are now listening to the hottest canine show on the web. This is a Varsity Pet presentation of the Canine Sport Connection, where sports have gone to the dogs. And now your host, Steve Mize.
Walking in a window. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize we were on the air. Sorry about that. My name is Steve. I am here in frozen tundra that is known as Georgia. And this is the Varsity Pets Presents the Canine Sports Connection. We're going to have a lot of fun here tonight. Want to say I hope everybody is staying nice and warm out there. Yes, when there is snow on the ground in Georgia, something is wrong. It is nice and snowy out there. The dogs have had some fun. I've had some fun. We went out and played a little frisbee. We had a good time. I know, all my friends in Chicago and New York, Mike March, and all the folks out west in Denver, Erica, what we've got here with this little 2 inches is nothing. Y'all get that on 4th of July weekend. But to us down here, it's a big deal. All the shelves are empty. There's no bread. There's no milk. There's no beer. So it's critical mass down here. So it is the Canine Sports Connection coming to you live here. Guys, we finished up our first year anniversary show last week. Thank you to all you guys that listen. We gave away so much stuff. It wasn't even funny. Trent Steele showed up at my house, took over my show, and yes, I had the beds fumigated, the chair washed, pressure washed, everything done because he's got some funky, itchy stuff going on, and he says it's from medicine, but I'm not sure, so my house has been sanitized. But it was a lot of fun having him here. It was kind of crazy last week. Got a little bit off track what we normally do, but I'm telling you, it's a lot of fun. I'd like to have a good show. And I hope all you listeners out there, if you haven't listened to the first anniversary show, go back and listen to it. It was pretty cool. We had a lot of folks that have been on the show in the past that called in. I got a few messages from folks that were busy. Kira Sundance said she's so sorry that she missed the chance to call in, but she's kind of like a superstar, so we kind of understand that, but we still gave away a couple of her DVDs. So that being said, tonight's show, we're going to bring it way back home. We're going to bring it kind of serious tonight. Let me take a minute before we get into tonight's show, and let's take care of a little admin stuff. Yes, I have launched the Canine Sports Connection webpage. We had a problem with the chat last week. I'm using Wix. I know some of you are like, boo, some of you are like, yay. I like it, but the free version will only allow me to have 8 chatters. Well, we got more than that now. So I am going to pay to upgrade so that I can get up to 50 chatters, and there's a few other minor things that I got to fix and a lot of grammatical stuff. That's why I have Christy, because she always corrects my grammatical stuff. My anti-grammatical talk and typing. So once we get all that done, we're going to push for a new launch on February 4th. Let's see if we get everything done by then. Should be pretty exciting. On our show, February 4th, I'm going back to my old stomping ground. I'm actually going to be talking with Brian Chernow. Some of y'all may know him of Doc Dog fame, but we are actually talking next week about the Badass Dash, one of these crazy obstacle course races. I did the one in Stone Mountain last year with my good friends Aaron Owen and Matt Bond. It was a blast. They smoked me. But this year, Badass is doing something different, and I love the concept. I'm not pushing Doc Dogs on this. I'm pushing Badass Dash. It is nothing wrong pushing Doc Dogs. That sounded bad. I just wanted you guys to know what we were talking about. Completely lost my own train of thought there. Anyway, they are having a canine division in the obstacle course race. That's right. You and your dog running an obstacle course race together. There are obstacles that are made for just the canine handlers. I think this is awesome. I had a friend of mine that was trying to put one of these together, and it didn't quite develop, but I think this is going to be great. So I'm going to have Brian Chernow on. He's going to tell us all about it, what they're looking for. So next week's show, we're going to be talking with Brian Chernow of Badass Dash, talking about this amazing race they got coming up in Atlanta. It is March 15th, I believe, and they're going to do this at other places, but this is the first place they're going to try it. So it's going to be pretty cool. If you like to do those little fun mud runs, you know, I mean, it's like a 7K total, But now you get to do it with your dog. And my dogs would smoke me so bad. So anyway, that's what's coming up next week on the show. But this week's show, like I say, I'm bringing it back around home. So we're going to talk to a friend of mine and a new friend of mine, somebody that I hope I actually stay in touch with for quite some time. But are you prepared for a canine emergency? I've got a first aid kit. I don't know what to do with half of it, but I could figure it out. I did, you know, enough first aid and medic stuff in the Army. I could figure out, you know, how to try to save my dog's life so I could get him to a vet. But the story that we're going to hear tonight, I'm going ahead now and putting it out there. This is your tissue alert. Don't tell me that I didn't warn you that it might pull at your heartstrings a little bit. So, you know, go ahead and get them during the commercial that's coming up, because when we come back, we're going to be talking with Bree Trial. Excuse me, Bree Benton. I keep forgetting she got married. Bree Benton. And she's going to tell us her story about her amazing little dog and what happened and how she was able to save her dog's life. Then we're going to go to the folks that she learned from at Pet Tech, and we're going to give you the information so you can get out there and you can take the class and you can be prepared for a pet emergency, whether it's your dog or somebody else's. So whether you're a canine athletic handler, whether you work in the canine industry, trainers, vet techs, groomers, whatever, I don't care if you just have a dog at home and you do nothing with them, you need this information. All right, so we are going to be back here in just a minute. My name is Steve. This is the Canine Sports Connection. We'll be right back with you here after a word from our sponsors.
Hi, folks. This is Steve from right here at the Canine Sports Connection. And if you're looking to give your dog a competitive edge in any of the canine athletic events that you compete in, then I've got a little secret that I need to share with you. It's called Drool Fuel, and it's made by the good folks at Varsity Pets. And it is the world's most advanced canine sports drink. If you're ready to take your dog to the next level, if you're sick of placing in the top 4 or 5, and you're ready to start winning your division outright, then I'm telling you, you need to get your dog powered by Drool Fuel. Drool Fuel was created by an ultra-marathoner, an Ironman triathlete, using the same principles that propel human athletes to success in the world's toughest athletic competitions. Its patent-pending formula optimizes muscular recovery. It slows lactic acid buildup, fights dehydration, builds lean muscle, and just gives dogs more pop. And the delicious beef flavor also encourages the dogs to drink before they're even thirsty. So it's a great way to help them pre-hydrate before long, tough events and hot summer conditions. So does it work? In a word, absolutely. Since I started using Drool Fuel with my dogs, Team Southern Charm, I have seen tremendous improvement. In just a little over a year, both my dogs have gone to world championships in Dock Dogs, competed in qualifiers for world championships in Frisbee, and overall just have more energy and athleticism, and I'm able to get so much more out of them during our workouts, which makes our competition so much more fun because they are giving me 110% every time. And I'm not the only one. This year at the 2013 Dock Dogs World Championships, the entire Team Drool Fuel brought home 5 different world championship titles, several top 6 finalists, and even a few new world records. So if you want to learn more about the real published scientific research that proves why Drool Fuel really does work, then visit www.varsitypetsonline.com and download the free Drool Fuel research white paper. Or you can go to the Canine Sports Connection archives and download the interview I did with Varsity Pet CEO Dan Schulhoff, the guy who invented Drool Fuel. Trust me, this stuff is not a gimmick. There's real proven science behind it. It really does work. Oh, and when you go to get some Drool Fuel for your dog, be sure to use the code STEVE, that's STEVE, at checkout, and it'll save you 10% off your purchase price. That's my little gift to you and your dog. So go get your first box of Drool Fuel. Start maximizing your dog's genetic potential today. Just visit www.varsitypetsonline.com, and I promise you, you won't be disappointed. Powered by Drool Fuel.
All right, folks, so we got a great show for you here. Our show is brought to you by Varsity Pets, powered by Drool Fuel. And I got to take a minute. It's outside the wagon rights, but I want to congratulate one of my Team Drool Fuel members, Crystal McLaren and Bo. I'm telling you, this dog's going to get 9 feet. It's just crazy. Set a new outdoor EV world record at 8.6. Set a new outdoor Iron Dog record. I'm telling you, if you don't believe that it works, just give Crystal McLaren a call. She will absolutely tell you how much it does for Beau. All right, so let's bring this back around. We are going to talk with Bree Benton here in just a second, and she's going to kind of tell us her story. I will tell those of y'all out west and up north, Bree is one of my homegirls, so if you can't quite catch the southern accent, just understand you are in southern royalty here, because this is one of my kind of folks down here. Bree, darling, welcome to the Canine Sports Connection.
Hey, Steve.
How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good to go. We got a nice full little chat room tonight, a lot of folks listening. So, Bree, a lot of folks that haven't had the pleasure to meet you, you and I met a couple years ago at a Doc Dog event. Since then, we both have started doing some Frisbee. You kicked my butt at an event. I haven't forgiven you for that. Like the first time you ever did it, I hate you badly. No, I'm kidding. But no, and I mean, you do a lot of stuff with dogs. So just take a quick minute. Let some of our folks know who we're talking to. Let them know who you are, what you do, and tell them about that amazing pack of dogs that you have.
Well, I can't take credit for all of it, but I'm Bree. I'm a professional dog trainer. I currently live in Florida now, but I have six dogs and consists of three border collies, Tex, who is almost two, Dallas, who's a year and a half, Ransom, my puppy that I'll be talking about tonight, and then I also have two labs, Maddie, who's six, Tide, who is three, and then I have an Australian Shepherd named Nova, who is three. I compete actively in Frisbee, as well as agility, dock diving, and I plan to compete in sheep herding soon as well, so...
Well, I'll tell you what, that's the herding. Mika has to go learn herding because she will not – I got a video I'll post later, but we went out to play Frisbee today in the snow, and all Mika wants to do is herd my other dogs, even to the point that Rain turned around and had a little dog-to-dog discussion with her that was like, I'm trying to catch a Frisbee. Leave me alone. So I definitely am looking forward to herding. So, you know, you've been working with dogs for a long time. I know you were a vet tech for a while. You finally got to go into training. So, I mean, you know, you've been around dogs. So a lot of people may think that the story we're going to go into next is something that's very commonplace when actually it's not. So one of the things that I wanted to ask you was, you know, as far as training, what all, I know you trained a lot at Canine Ranch. What were some of the things that you were actually part of being a trainer with?
I trained a lot in behavioral and obedience. So, basically just, you know, if there were a little bit of problems with some behaviors in the household, things like that. And then I also taught a little bit of dock diving during the summer, as well as agility. So I kind of, you know, was all over the place. But my main focus is a lot of behavior and obedience. I enjoy sports, but I don't teach them as much as I taught behavior. So.
Well, and that's, you know, that's kind of, that's how you and I met was with Maddie. At a Doc Dog event, we had, you know, the super cool, beautiful chocolate labs. And you've picked them all up since then.
Docs rock the dock.
Docs rock the dock. I still got some of those T-shirts laying around here. I gotta find something to do with. So I'll tell you what we're going to do. We are going to go ahead and we're going to go to our Rescue of the Week and our commercial. When we come back, we're going to talk to Bree, and it's time to get into this story about her and her puppy, Ransom. Now, I gave everybody the tissue warning. That's the last time I'm going to do it. Because I know how some of you guys are going to be. So we'll be right back here with Bree in just a second. It's time for our Rescue of the Week. Our Rescue of the Week is from the Angels Among Us Pet Rescue in Alpharetta, Georgia. This is Noob. This is an amazingly beautiful little Australian Shepherd and Border Collie mix. You will fall in love when you meet Noob. She is a stunning 40-pound Australian Shepherd mix who is just under a year old. As sweet as she can be, she loves to play and then just enjoys spending time cuddling up on the couch. What more could you ask for? She's potty and crate trained. Get your application in today to meet this sweet girl. Guys, I'm telling you, this is a beautiful dog. Make sure you go check her out on our Facebook. Let's see if we can find a home for Noob.
We want to welcome the newest sponsor to the Canine Sports Connection. Cess Less Creative Services, better known as the Logo Goddess. If you've had a chance to check out the Canine Sports Connection Facebook page,
You've seen that big, beautiful banner logo there. That is a Sessless original. So whether you need company logos, you've got a bowling league that needs a logo, whether your church is having a picnic, a family reunion t-shirt, dog sports, cat sports, horse sports, hamster sports, it doesn't matter. Sessless Creative Services can make you any graphic logo that you need. Be sure to check her out at sessless.com. Check them out on Facebook at Sessless and tell them the Canine Sports Connection sent you. All right, so we are back here. We've got Benton with us. And as I told you guys, the name of this show is a survivor story. It's about canine CPR. So believe it or not, I am going to be quiet for a minute, and I'm going to let Bree tell you the story. And how long ago, Bree?
It was about 3 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago. All right, so everything is still pretty fresh. And for those of you that already read it on Facebook, now you're hearing it. No offense from the horse's mouth. So, Bree, tell us everything and tell us this whole thing.
Okay, so basically, where we moved to Florida, we live on 6 acres. And though the house is in great shape and doesn't really need anything done to it, the yard needs a lot of work and the property. So my husband and I, Lee, we were out working on our property, basically clearing out our barn because it just has a bunch of old junk in it. And when we go out and work, typically we just kind of bring all the dogs with us. Our property is completely fenced in. It's not escape-proof, but I have really good control over my dogs off-leash. I check in with them about every minute and make sure that they're not doing something they're not supposed to be doing or, you know, wandering too far away. And they have really great recalls. I don't worry about them trying to wander off because they don't really want to. But I do worry about them getting into things that they shouldn't, you know, not really getting bit by snakes at this point because it's cold. But, you know, just doing things that they're not supposed to do or getting hurt in any way. So basically what we were doing was we were just loading up our tractor and dumping it into a dumpster that we rented. Really, I was driving the tractor. Lee was loading up because I don't like to do hard labor, but I will drive a tractor because that's fun. the dogs were running and chasing each other and playing. We've got a few toys out, some jolly balls and some varsity balls, and they just kind of, you know, romp and play and have a good time. But basically, while we're working, I just do a couple head counts and make sure everybody's okay. And I check about every minute or so just to make sure everybody's doing what they're supposed to be doing. So it was around 5:30, I guess, and it was a Sunday. So not a whole lot going on. We were just kind of winding down the day. I started to do a head count. Everybody was having a good time. Maddie was causing complete chaos, making everybody chase her, you know, the way chocolate labs do. And I was dumping the tractor, and I turned it back around, and as soon as I looked up again, I did another head count, and I checked with everybody and tried to make sure that, you know, everything was okay. And I noticed that Ransom was not really doing anything. I couldn't see her. Normally I can kind of see her bouncing around and kind of checking in with me every once in a while because she's pretty good about that, being a puppy. But I didn't see her. And so I started scanning, and I saw her laying by the gate. Typically, she's kind of dramatic, and so I'm not too worried about her doing things without letting me know. You know, typically if she gets hurt, she screams because she's a little girl border collie and they like to be a little bit dramatic. And so I thought, well, surely she's just lying on the ground rolling on her back or something like that. And she didn't move. And so I called her name once and she didn't get up. She didn't look at me. She didn't do anything. She was just laying on the ground with her head on the ground. And that was really weird. So Lee was actually closer to her, and I called to him and said, you know, look at Ransom. You know, something's wrong. And he looked over at her and started walking towards her, probably thinking the same thing that I was. You know, she was just being a little bit dramatic, being silly, or, you know, rolling on her back, something. And he started walking towards her and said her name, and she didn't do anything. At this point, I was basically turning off the tractor and getting down and starting to walk over to her. When he finally did get to her, he picked her up, and she was completely limp. And I could see that from, I was probably 20 yards away. And so I ran over as soon as I could get down from the tractor. You know, I had to turn it off, make sure that it was completely off so it wouldn't hurt any of the other dogs. But I ran over to her and picked her up out of Lee's arms, and she was completely white. Her face was completely pale. Her gums were pale. Thinking back on it now, it's even hard to remember, you know, because I was so caught up in the adrenaline. But she wasn't responding. And I remember panicking a little bit. I thought, gosh, I'm not sure I know what to do. And I'm a vet tech. I'm a registered nurse. I should know what to do at this point. But, you know, when it comes down to your own dog, it's a little bit different. You know, I'd never been in that kind of situation before with my own animal where I had to, you know, act on something like that. And so I shook her first, trying to kind of bring her back. I don't know what I thought that was going to do, but I shook her, saying her name, and it didn't do anything. And my next instinct was to check her airway and check her mouth. And I opened her mouth, and I couldn't get it open very wide. And I remember that was a little weird to me because I thought maybe she had lockjaw. I don't even know. But I opened up her mouth and really couldn't get it open. And so at that moment, it kind of hit me. I needed to do CPR. I needed to start soon. And being a puppy, you know, she was about 10 weeks old at the time. I didn't really think that I needed to perform extreme CPR, basically, where I use both hands. I thought, okay, she's really tiny. I don't want to break a rib. I'm going to try what's called the taco version, which is basically I just stood and I held her, you know, cradled in my arms, and I basically sandwiched her chest between my thumb and the rest of my fingers, trying to do compressions. And I probably did about 30 or 40 compressions when I realized that really wasn't working the way I wanted it to. I thought I really needed to get more force into this and try a little bit harder and not worry if I broke a rib or something like that. So I knelt to the ground and I laid her on her side with her back to my knees. And I started doing a regular form of CPR and basically did 30 chest compressions and then two breaths. And I believe I did about three sets of these before checked for a pulse. And I thought, you know, for sure she's dead. I don't know what happened. You know, everything was racing through my mind at this point. Just, you know, how could she have died? Did one of the dogs run into her? Did a hawk try to pick her up and strangle her? You know, what on earth happened? And all of this is, like, going through my mind. At the same time, I'm trying to breathe into my puppy. And every time I would deliver a breath, I really wasn't able to get air down. I just wasn't able to do much of anything, I felt. But at the same time, every time I would do a chest compression, she would make a strider sound. The strider sound is basically a high-pitched noise. And that made me feel like, okay, she definitely has a blockage. She swallowed something, maybe a chunk of mud or a piece of grass, I don't know. But I knew that something had to be blocking her airway for this kind of thing to be happening. So I actually opened her mouth and pulled her tongue back. And I was trying to look down her throat, but I actually stuck my finger down her throat, you know, being in all the adrenaline. I couldn't as well as I normally could. And I believe at that time I felt something in her airway, and I believe I pushed it down. And I started doing CPR again, and I probably did two more sets before I realized that her eyes were cracking open. She was actually coughing. And the adrenaline was so high at that point that I don't even know if she had been coughing, you know, from after I stuck my finger down her throat or not. But at that point, basically, she
was regaining consciousness. She seemed really, really lethargic and really tired, and she was really unaware of where she was. But basically, I cradled her in my arms, and I tried to rub her face and get her, you know, looking at me again, responding to me again, and I kept talking to her, and at this point, I had been yelling at Lee, poor Lee, my husband. I've been yelling at him to call a vet, call somebody, do something, basically, because I knew I had to get her somewhere where somebody knew what they were doing that wasn't me, because at that point, I really wasn't as capable as I should be. So poor Lee actually didn't have a number to call because I hadn't done my homework and found an emergency vet or anything like that for us to have an emergency contact. But we did know that our neighbors knew a vet who lived down the road who was retired. So I told him to call them and et cetera. He was never able to get a hold of that vet. But, you know, during this time, he's freaking out the whole time while I'm freaking out. So I finally got her to kind of come around, and she was looking at me, and her eyes were a little bit hazy, but she was still, she seemed aware of what was going on, just very, very tired. So I took her inside, and Lee dealt with the rest of the dogs and took them and put them in their kennels, making sure none of them got hurt, because, you know, that would just have made it into a crazy day. And I tried setting her on the ground, kind of letting her do her own thing, figure out where she was and what she was doing. And she was near a water bowl. She really wasn't interested in that. So I picked her up and I said, you know, I've got to get her to a vet. Not really sure what I need to do, but I just, at that point, I knew I had to get her to a vet. She was completely normal as far as, you know, puppies go, but there just was something different about this situation. She was lethargic. She was, you know, it wasn't normal. And I couldn't think of anything that could have caused what had happened to her. And all of the different things that could have happened were going through my mind at that time. And I was just kind of in a little bit of a panic. So.
Well, and to kind of slow things down here, excuse me, that's completely understandable. I mean, I can't tell you how many people would have probably just panicked, jumped in a car, and took off, even if they weren't 100% sure where they were going, trying to Google the local vet or, you know, any of those things en route. So what we're going to do is we're gonna stop there. When we come back, well, let's do this. Before we go there, now, you were CPR certified before this happened, correct?
I was about 6 months ago. Was certified through a company called Pet Tech.
And that's, we're going to be talking to them here in a few minutes. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to kind of introduce why you took the class, how you took the class. There's something else that you brought up that I hadn't even thought of that I want to talk about, because it's a very good point, and it actually goes along with, you know, one of my sponsors. So we're going to take a quick break. We are going to talk about our canine heroes, because we have two of them, and then we'll be back with Bree Benton and hear some more about, you know, how she saved her dog's life with CPR, which I guarantee you most of us that are listening couldn't do, but I'm going to tell you how, and I'm going to give you the opportunity when we come back. We have two canine heroes. One is just a congratulation on a great job and service to his county. This is Canine Liberty. He worked with the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office. He's a 10-year-old Belgian Malinois, came to work with him in 2005 and retired on December 31st, 2013. He was certified in building searches, tracking, handle protection, and narcotics detection. He's been involved in the seizure of illegal narcotics and several hundred thousand dollars in drug money in his 8-year career. He is currently enjoying retirement at the home of his handler, Sergeant Sean Cuddleback. We want to thank Canine Liberty for his service. Our next canine hero is one that I've actually had the opportunity to meet. It is from the Douglas County Sheriff's Canine Unit. Their thoughts and prayers are with Sergeant Corey Henry of the Fulton County Sheriff's Office. This morning, Sergeant Henry lost his canine partner, Marco, to canine cancer. In honor of canine Marco, the Douglas County Sheriff's Department page was silent for the entire day. This is why we fight canine cancer, folks. End of watch there for canine Marco. Thank you for your service.
Hi, I'm Courtney, proud teammate of Kane, a Great Dane who loves the sport of dock diving. Now, Danes are known to have a short average lifespan of only about 7 years, and like other large and active breeds, are prone to joint trouble. Well, Kane is nearly 8 years old, and despite his age, size, and rigorous workouts, remains joint problem free. Without the distraction of joint pain, Kane continues to excel in his sport. In fact, he recently set a new Big Air personal best of 20 feet 6 inches and is inching closer to the 8-foot mark in extreme vertical. I trust Kane's joint comfort to the folks at InClover. InClover is based out of Colorado and makes supplements for dogs, cats, and horses. About 4 years ago, my veterinarian recommended their joint supplement Connectin, and Kane has been using it ever since. Connectin was developed by InClover owner and biochemist Rebecca Rose. Connectin is the only complete patented formula containing all three joint building blocks the healthy body normally produces, plus 9 natural herbs which provide an optimal delivery system to support joint health and overall comfort fast. Connectin was proven in university studies using state-of-the-art force plate analysis to show better mobility in just 15 days. And it's 100% satisfaction guaranteed. To find a retailer near you or to learn about InClover's full line of products for joint, dental, skin, and digestive health, visit InClover.com.
All right, so we are back. What we've got going on our show, in case you came in here a little bit late, is we've got a great story from Bree Benton telling about how she was outside like most of us are. We're out with the dogs, you know, working in the yard, and you look over, and one of your dogs is just laying prone. And, you know, that she was able to react. She was able to go back to her training. So you had taken the CPR class when you were working at the Canine Ranch about 6 months before, right, Bree?
Yes, yeah.
So now you took the, and I want to make sure I get the name right. That's, what was the name of the one that you took?
I took the pet tech instructor training so that I could teach other people how to teach CPR as well.
Okay, and we are definitely going to be talking about that here in a minute. But there's if I make sure I say this right, and we've got the founder of pet tech that's going on with us in just a minute. But there's a, The pet rescue, which is just the first level, which is the average everyday Joe just learning how to do CPR to help their dog or any other dog, correct? That's what you can actually
yes.
teach that, right? Okay. So we're
yes.
going to talk to him here in just
a
minute.
Pet Saver.
It's called what?
It's called the Pet Saver.
Pet Saver, that's right. I wanted to get the name right. I've got it written down on a piece of paper here, and I apparently moved it. So we're going to be talking about that. So, I mean, I know this is a silly question, but I'm sure you absolutely recommend that all dog owners go take the Pet Saver class.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you never think that something like this will happen to you. I never thought it would happen to me. But I definitely think it's something that everybody needs to have under, you know, just – in case, you know, you will always feel better that you know this, and you will always feel better if something does happen that you can confidently handle a situation like this.
Well, in some of the situations, since you and I first started talking about this, you know, we both go to dog sport. We have seen in dock diving a dog take a flip and land upside down in the water. I've seen...
Absolutely.
I've seen in Frisbee, you know, somebody working on a vault or something and the dog slip or the dog go to jump and slip and land flat, you know, and it'd be really easy. So as people that go to dog events, you know, it would be nice to know, you know, that somebody there was, you know, a canine lifesaver. The other thing I was going to bring up, and you said this, and it's one of the reasons why I like Pet Pages Atlanta, one of our sponsors. Folks, if you're moving, you need to go ahead and think as you're moving, okay, you know, where's the post office? Where's the closest grocery store? Where's the closest vet? You know, find this stuff. It should be part of your moving plan so that you're prepared, because it could be the same day that you get there that something happens. So, you know, as you mentioned, you know, you hadn't had the chance to do that yet. You know, that's just something that needs to be on people's moving list.
Definitely. And, you know, that's also one of the things that Pet Tech teaches is how to be prepared and make sure that you are ready in case of an emergency. And I hadn't followed my training to a T, and it definitely, you know, made me realize how important it was that I had that I will always have a list ready now. Anytime I travel, regardless of whether I'm moving or not, anytime I travel anywhere, I will always have a list of the closest emergency vet and the closest standard vet. So,
if you're in an area, yes, and if you're in an area, see if there's, like, we have Pet Pages Atlanta. There's Pet Pages all over the Eastern Seaboard, up into Ohio. You can find, they're free. If you see one at a pet store, at a vet, at a clinic, at a groomer, pick it up, because it's basically the Yellow Pages for dogs, and you not only have all of your vets, but I didn't know this, breed. You know, in Atlanta we have two pet ambulance services?
No, I did not.
I didn't either. And honestly, I saw it in the Pet Pages Atlanta, and I thought, and I'm actually going to, I want to get in touch with them to see if they want to come set up at some of the Frisbee Dog events we do, not just like, you know, an ambulance at a football game in case somebody gets hurt, but just to let people know, hey, if you got a situation, there is a, here's another option. So, you know, you never know what could be in your area. So if you're in an area and there's a Pet Pages for your local area, pick it up. It's free. You know, put it by the refrigerator. It's got every emergency number. And the cool thing is it's got, like, all the pet-friendly restaurants and all of that stuff too. But as far as the emergency side, it'll have all that there for you, you know, if you're going to a new area. So you can look them up online. All right, so Bree, we're going to kind of wrap up now. We actually, you know, have got the founder and president of, they call him the pet safety guy, but he's the founder and president of Pet Tech. So we're going to take a quick commercial. When we come back, we will have Mr. Tom Soames on the phone with us to tell us how you can find out how you can get trained so that you're in a position just like Bree to be able to save your dog, which means that now it is time for wagon rights. All right, it's time for those wagon rights. Now, remember, folks, you got to put them in the post when I post it on Monday so that I can keep up with them, because they're going all over the place and I don't want to miss out. So put them in the post, or if you just hashtag wagon rights, that's hashtag WAGGINRIGHTS. That's the easiest way for me to find all of them. So if you just want to post them and put hashtag wagon rights, I can at least look them up. And our first one comes from Team Rotten Dog. In Big Air, they had a first place and second place senior, Speed Retrieve, ninth place Turbo, and in extreme vertical, she had a first place cadet and was second overall in the finals. And an Iron Dog in Warrior, third place overall. Way to go there, Team Rotten Dog. That's going to leave us with a few more coming up here. Let's see who else had wagon rights. Remember, wagon rights is when you tell me about your dog and what all they did. Taylor Rivera, Blue, got a personal best big air jump of 25.3 and finally got the hang of the sit-stay. That means she's going to get a whole lot more out of that dog soon. From Team Splash Happy, powered by various pet foods, they had a great weekend at the World of Pets Expo in Maryland. They placed first or second in all but one of their waves. Kahlua was the second seed senior finals with Jessica and hit a beautiful 20-foot 5-inch on her second jump to take over the lead and get the win. Nerland's 23-11 earned him a second seed in the elite finals with Jessica as well. She ended up with fourth against some huge jumping dogs in the finals. Way to go there, Team Splash Happy. And Team Fox on Fire getting their wagon rights in. An excellent weekend for Jack of Team Foxfire. He enjoyed some hunting of some rats. He completed his Rat In novice title and qualified for two of his Rat O, which is the open title. Way to go, Jack and Team Fox on Fire. Those are your wagon rights. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a safe, reliable pet transport company? Then Wanna-Go Pet Transport is the answer. They are based in Virginia and are dedicated to the safe, clean, reliable, and caring ground transportation for all your household pets. They believe ground transportation is a safer and more stable option for your pet, and they will transport any breed, including those not able to fly. Wanna-Go is a USDA licensed and insured pet transportation company that follows strict guidelines for comfort, safety, and health. Wanna-Go offers the following nationwide services. Moving? There's so much to do, and moving can be very stressful on your pet. Wanna-Go lets you get settled into your new home, and they will bring your pets to you. They also offer a great military discount. Wanna-Go offers discounts for rescue transports and works with many large and small rescues to meet your unique needs. Wanna-Go offers delivery of newly adopted or purchased pets all across the country. If you're going on a long vacation in the U.S. or going to be splitting time between homes and want your pet there but don't want to risk flying them, Wanna-Go can get them there safely and bring them home when you return. And if you have a unique situation, no problem. Call Jess at 757-570-5870 and he will help you out. And be sure to check them out on Facebook and on their website at wannagopettransport.com. Tell them Canine Sports Connection sent you.
All right, so this has been kind of a feel-good story. We were able to talk with Breeden about how she used her canine CPR certification to save her 10-week-old puppy, Ransom. Well, coming up next on the phone, we actually have Tom Soames, who's the president and founder of Pet Tech. They call him the Pet Safety Guy. And Pet Tech is the first international training center that is dedicated to pet CPR, first aid, and care training. And that's the class that Bree took. So I wanted to have Tom on to talk to us. Tom, welcome to the Canine Sports Connection.
Hey, thanks, Steve. I'm excited to be here. That's great. I'm not used to being that quiet that long either because I speak for a living. So I can understand when you came back in last time. So that was a good one.
Well, definitely. And you're out on the left coast, so I'm sure it's like 80 degrees out there, isn't it?
Do you really want to go there? I mean, it's like blue sky, and we had – it's like – yeah, we're getting like the total – we're like 10, 15, 20 degrees warmer than we normally are, and it's really dry. So it's a dry heat, so we're okay.
Yeah, so we're all over here. I mean, the folks in Ohio are hating you right now. Here in Georgia, we think the snow –
it's a dry cold back there, though, right? It's a dry cold, so you're all right?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just cold. That's how I look at it. Well, so tell us a little bit about your company there, Tom.
Sure. The Pet Tech I kind of started out in the human medical world, and I originally trained in the Michigan State Police, specifically in underwater recovery. Used to cut holes in the ice, go down, recover dead bodies, did all that stuff, put myself through college working for Duns of Ambulance Services, and I'm kind of getting thin slicing in here a little bit. And I've always had a passion for pets. And what happened was I was affiliate faculty at the Cardiac Training Center at Sharp Grossman Hospital, and I did their human first aid classes for them. And then I started doing that, and people started asking me to teach. And so I started teaching on my own, started my own business, which was called Professional Emergency Training. And what happened is in 1994, I was teaching a class for the city of San Diego, which was one of my clients at the time, and this guy takes my class, and he goes, Tom, he goes, this is a really good class. He goes, but how would I do this to my dog? And I went, ding, 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 ding. I mean, there was something there. So what I'm saying is it actually allowed me to merge my passion for emergency medicine because I've worked in emergency rooms, and I love the dozens of ambulance services, blah, 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 and pets. So it was something that was really cool. So I was able to go back and do that. And some of the other stuff that I have training in is the psychology of education and learning theory and all this stuff. And so we've embedded that into our training. And what we do with our Pet Saver, the one thing that really makes our Pet Saver training stand out from anything else that's out there, not that we have much or if any really competition, is that we teach from the standpoint of your head, your hands, and your heart. We believe that the biggest resources you have available to you are your head, your hands, and your heart. So we want you to use your head, be careful with your hands, because you have a heart, you're helping out this pet patient. And, you know, some of the things, you know, I took over a page of notes. I don't know if people are big note takers, but I took over a page of notes on Bree's story. And with that being said, Bree sent me a 12-page document telling her whole story, because I'm writing a book on all these pet first aid stories. She's one of thousands of people who've taken our class and used the skills to save their pet's life. Now, with that being said, you know, you can't save them all. We're pretty clear about that. But you do the best you can with the resources you have, and the resources, like we said, are your head, your hands, and your heart.
Well, and that's, you know, that's kind of a good logic and a good place to start is getting people to understand. So, and as I, as you were telling me, you know, let's kind of start at the beginning. What is the first level class that people would take?
Oh, sure, absolutely. We have the class that we recommend is the Pet Saver training, and one of the I was on a radio program I was like on one of the 50 radio stations last December and stuff. But anywho, I was on this radio program one time, and I had this kind of like spiel. I would say I would go, you know, if I'm sorry, lost my track. What was I going to say about the radio?
We were talking about the first level of class.
Yeah, no worries. That if you have two-legged kids, you know, you wouldn't leave them with anybody who was not trained and current in child or pediatric CPR and first aid. You know, so why are you leaving your four-legged kids in the care of someone who's not trained and current? Because stuff happens, you know. So I said that on the radio one time, and this radio guy goes, that's too long. You need to shorten that up. And I'm like, that's what you do on the radio is talk. I just thought it was so awkward. So actually what I've shortened it down to is if in the course of your day you put your hands on fur, you should be trained in pet CPR, first aid, and care. Now, what the things we cover inside of our training, the primary class you should take is our Pet Saver training. You know, that's an 8-hour program. We have Homeland Security officers trained in this. We have ATF officers trained in this. We're starting to teach with the DOD this month, I believe it is, in Australia. And so we have some pretty cool stuff going on there. So we are the premier training. So what we cover inside there is we cover restraint and muzzling, CPR. We actually cover three styles or types of CPR, so because that covers all the different sizes, anatomy, and breeds of dogs and cats that are out there. Three styles will take care of all of them. We cover choking management. We cover choking management, you know, whether the pet is conscious, it goes unconscious, or you even come across the pet and it was unconscious from choking. We cover heat injuries, cold injuries, seizures, insect bites and stings, putting together your own pet first aid kit. We do, you know, knowledge is power. You know, that's what we've always believed in. And one of the things we do in our training is, like Bree said, is we help you to create, a lifestyle that will extend your pet's life, keep them safe, and all these kind of things. And, I was gonna make a point on one of those things, but I wanted to say it's like, well, I have a real short version of my three-sided coin story. You know, I talk to people every week who've taken our class, used our skills, and saved their pet's life. That is like so cool and so rewarding when you're a pet tech instructor. And then the other side of the coin is I do talk to people who they weren't able to save their pet's life, and we're very clear you cannot save them all. And so one of the things we say is like when you take our training and we just, you know, we say three-sided coin, but, you know, people think mostly there's two sides. But that third side, as I say, is like the rim of the coin. I believe that when you're knowledgeable and you're trained in these things and the skills and techniques like what we teach here, then, you know, we don't know how many people, we can't measure how many pets did not get hurt. You know, like preventing 1 million pet ER visits. That's one of our goals for this year, is to prevent 1 million pet ER visits. And so, you know, that pet, because that pet parent got trained, they're more aware of accidents and things that can happen to their pet. So they're kind of more proactive in the safety and care of their pet. Does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense. You know, you've got to be prepared for whatever. So, you know, you need to be, it's something that you hope you take the class and then never have to use it.
I say that in my class. At the end of the day, I'll go, I hope this last 8 hours has been a total waste of your time. And I love the looks that I get. They're like, huh? What? They're like, they kind of know what to say. And then I go, well, what I mean by that is I hope you never have to use the skills and techniques that we covered and trained you in this course.
Well, now let's do this for the folks that are listening. If there's people out there and they're interested in, and there's some chat going on in the chat room, and excuse me, let me say this real quick. If you're listening live to the show, if you're in the chat room, and you got a question either for Tom or for Bree, she's still on the line, the call-in number is 347-850-1554. That's 347-850-1554. You can call into the show, or you can type the message if you're in the chat room, and I can ask him. So where can the average person find out about where the closest place to them that they can take one of your classes?
Sure. The best way to start is just go ahead and go to our website. We have pettech.net. That's PETECH.net. And there you can see, you can take a look at our programs. You can look at becoming an instructor. We actually have a free training on there, hiking and walking with your pet. It's an online course. You'll get like the Pet Tech story and a bunch of safety stuff. You can log on that. There's no charge for that. Go ahead and check that piece out. We have our Facebook page, which you can, it's at Pet Tech Inc., Facebook.com/com, you know that thing, Pet Tech Inc. And so there's a lot of ways you can get a hold of Pet Tech in that regard. And I'm sorry, and then on there's we also have a search feature where you can put in your address, so like city and state. And sometimes you need to spell the state out because sometimes some states have kind of, it's weird, it's a Google thing, so I'll move on. But if you have any problems, spell out your host state. And any instructor or class that is within 150 miles of the address you put in, our instructors will pop up. If you have an iPhone, that app is the most current, you actually can search from our app. It's a PetSaver app. You actually search from our app within there, and you can find an instructor and a training right from there.
So, folks, there's the easiest way. Go ahead.
I'll give you a shout-out to our app because our app, we should have made three apps out of that because there's so much stuff in our app. And one of the features we have in our app is you can push a button. It's actually hooked up to Google Maps again, and it's just a little dialog box. You can find the nearest pet emergency animal hospital to you. So that would have been a good service to Bree, as having just go into our app and clicking on that, and it would have pulled up a map for you right then and there. And so we have a super success stories when people are doing that. You put your pet's health records in there, and there's, of course, there's first aid and CPR information in there as well.
Now, what's the app on iTunes called?
PetSaver. It's the Pet Tech PetSaver.
Pet Tech PetSaver. I had somebody in the chat room. She must be searching for it. So there you go, Sarah.
Oh,
hi. Right, so. Yeah.
I think she can go to our website and she can click. We have a couple videos there that kind of gives you an overview of what's in the app before you invest the money, and it's a deal. And so and then from there, I think you just click on over to iTunes.
So that's the way you guys can check that out. All right, folks. So if you're interested in getting a class, go to the PetTech.net website. I did it. I found classes that were all around me. For those of y'all in the area, there is actually a class March 1st at Cold Nose College. You guys know the folks up there. We talk about them all the time. But Brad actually is one of your trainers, and he's going to be teaching the Pet Saver class. All right, but when we come back, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to step it up a notch. And here's the chance for those of you that are really involved in the canine world. If you want to become an instructor trainer, we're going to tell you how to do it. We're actually going to offer to save you a little bit of money. And we're going to give away a little bit of stuff when we come back. So y'all hang with us just for a second. We will be back right after our Pet Pages Atlanta event calendar. All right, it's time to talk about what's coming up. It is time for our event calendar. Our event calendar is brought to you by Pet Pages Atlanta. Pet Pages Atlanta, the number one resource directory for Atlanta pet lovers. This is the place to go, guys. If your local store does not have Pet Pages Atlanta, you need to go in and tell them. This is an awesome little book that's got everything you could possibly want. And for those of y'all that are outside the Atlanta area, there's one in Central Florida, Southeast Florida, Sarasota, Tampa Bay, there's Columbus, Ohio, Louisville, Kentucky, Philly, Pennsylvania, North New Jersey, Washington, D.C., and Virginia, Dayton, Ohio, and Cincinnati, Ohio. You can look for your Pet Pages in those areas. But this is brought to you by Pet Pages Atlanta. Make sure you check out the Pet Pages Atlanta event calendar. You're going to start seeing something called the Canine Sports Connection calendar. That's where we're going to post all of the events that we know about and share them with all of you. So that is the place to go to find out what's going on in the dog world. On our Pet Pages event calendar, we have got cat adoptions that are 50% off for the month of February for fur kids. That runs the entire month. On February 1st, it is the Surf and Sun 5K and Fun. This is a beach party in the middle of winter. It's at the West Bank Park at Buford Dam in Cumming, Georgia. It's going to be a whole lot of fun for the kids. Also, you can join the GSDRGA and the Gwinnett Gladiators. Tickets are $18. If you want to be part of the German Shepherd Dog Group, they're raising money. Dogs are limited to fosters and GSDRGA ambassadors only. Also coming up here on February 9th, there is the Pitties in the City Variety Show. Make sure you check that out. I get to go be part of it. It's at my sister's place in Atlanta. It's going to be a great event. Make sure you check it out. That is the Pitties in the City Variety Show. That's what we've got coming up here on your Pet Pages event calendar for the next week. Make sure you check them out at petpagesatlanta.com. And I do want to let y'all know that my sister's place is actually the name of a place in Atlanta. This isn't all happening at my sister's house. She might have a fit if all of us showed up at her house. But anyway, that is where that's going to be. It's going to be a great event. Guys, I'm so excited. There's going to be Cabernet. There's going to be all kinds of stuff. It's going to be pretty cool, and I get to be the event MC for it, so it's going to be a whole lot of fun. All right, so we are talking with the pet safety guy. It is Tom Soames here. He's going to tell us about the next step of training if you're interested in actually getting certified so that you can hold classes and train other people, kind of like what Bree did, you know, kind of like what, you know, Brad has done, you know, so that you can be one to train people. You know, that's what we're looking for. And he's actually got a coupon offer that we can put out there if it's something you're interested in. But before we do that, he has three. That's right, I'm giving away three. So it's the first three people. I'm going to reward all you folks in the chat room tonight, so you better be listening. The first three people that can tell me the name of Bree's dog that she had to do CPR on will win a bandana from Pet Tech. So let's see here if... there's one. Jumpin' Dane got one. April got one. And Blue Jersey got one. All right, I'll get y'all's information. Let's see. That's Courtney, April, and Taylor are all going to win a Pet Tech bandana. That's pretty cool, guys. You guys all got it right. The dog's name was Ransom. All right, so we are back with Tom. So, Tom, tell us a little bit about this next level of training for the industrious pet lover that's looking to not only, first and foremost, help more people learn about CPR, but maybe in the process make a little money so they can afford to go to more dog sports.
I agree with that. You know, and I'll be absolutely honest here, and I don't like saying that because, like, what does that mean? You weren't honest on the other time you were talking? You know, we always say it's really about your why. Why do you become a pet tech instructor? And our mission is improving the quality of pets' lives, one pet parent at a time. And I got goosebumps already, and I even started really telling my story. I can't tell you how rewarding it is when you teach. And if you teach, this will happen. And that is that you have someone who comes back, and they say that, They save their pet because of something you taught them. And when I was talking about that three-sided coin story, you know, we've had people who come back and they said, you know, they took our class, something happened, their pet didn't survive. And the feedback, usually people will say to us, not them, they'll go, oh, so do they want to sue you? Because we live in the USA, which stands for you sue anybody, right? And actually, the response we get from people is that they feel it's part of their helps with their grieving process because they feel like they did everything they could have to help save their pet in this emergency situation. So, become a pet tech instructor. You know, if you really want to have a why, you want to have a passion to help people and their pets. And a lot of our instructors, they'll also use our program to reach out into the community. A lot of our instructors are pet care professionals as well as EMS personnel, and though we have different programs as a pet tech instructor where you can go out and, you know, do that presentation, you know, do a 1 to 1.5 hour presentation like at a rescue group or something, and actually do a fundraiser. So it can help you to reach out in ways for your business. If you're a sitter or a dog trainer, agility groomer, doggy daycare, whatever, you can get out there, and it raises the bar of professionalism for you because you can say you train all your people. You can tell them that everyone in your company is trained and current in pet tech, you know, pet CPR and first aid and care. So our program is actually 3 days long. We are lecture, demonstration, hands-on skills practice. We overfill your cup in that 3 days. And I'll tell you this, we have people who take the 3-day training and go, this should be 4 days. But getting people to walk away from their life for 3 days is tough enough. It's a hard enough sell, right? So we have a 3-day training, and technically, It's about a 4 to 5 day training. In the next few months, it's going to be about a 5 day training. And what I mean by that is we have a 3 day training where you have to physically show up. We have almost 30 classes between now and the end of the year all over the United States and in other countries. We're in 7 other countries besides our own. And so I lost my train of thought now. God darn it.
You're talking about what all
you
offer.
I don't listen to myself when I talk. I've heard it before.
You were talking about what all you offer in that training and what they can do with it.
Oh, yeah, so the three-day training. So the other 2 days of training is actually online. So we have online tutorials and trainings that you can do before you get to the 3 days so that you can get the most out of those 3 days that you spend with us. And then after you leave the training, you know, our business model is we're successful when you're successful. So we have more things online there, whether it's marketing or teaching technique and things like that that we have and we're going to be adding on to for our instructors so we can support them. Because it is super rewarding to teach pet CPR and first aid, you know, to the pet-loving community that's out there. So our training is 3 days. It is $1,795. Go to our website. You get a lot of stuff for that. It's, you know, I very seldom like just blurt a price out or whatever because you don't know what – there's no value behind that unless you go to our website and see the value that we have built into our program. And so all they got to do is put canine sports. If they find a class they want, they can talk to – we have a pet tech enrollment coordinator that they can talk to and get their questions answered. Just email us from our website. When they do register, just mention Canine Sports, or if they register online, put that in the code there. There's a discount code, Canine Sports, and they'll get a $100 discount off the pet tech instructor training automatically.
Well, and that's, you know, that's amazing, guys, because I know so many of you guys that are active involved in sports every day. I mean, I work part-time as a trainer. I do this. I compete. I work out with my dogs. I'm constantly around dogs. You know, at bare minimum, I am going to get the Pet Saver training. But, you know, it's crossed my mind that, you know, this would be something that, you know, I would like to do. I've worked as a lifeguard instructor, a CPR instructor, all of that kind of stuff. So, you know, it will absolutely be something that, you know, down the road I will look into. So if it's something you're looking into. Now, being that this is a podcast, how long will this code be active, Tom?
As long as we're friends. You opened up the whole podcast with you hope we're going to be friends for a long time. So
there we go. So for those of y'all listening, this show is being done live January 28th. But if you're listening to this show in sometime in June, you can still use the code Canine Sports if you decide you want to take that training class, and it will save you $100 off of it. Tom, thank you so much.
We understand. It's sometimes hard to find the right location to take three days out of your life, you know, to go show up at our training and stuff like that. Yeah, thank you for having us on there. We appreciate all you do, and we appreciate having Bree's story on there, too, because it affected me when I read her story.
Well, and here's the thing, you know, my show is about basis canine sports, but bottom line, my show is about dogs. It's about canines. It's mm-hmm. about people being active and involved with their dogs. And just like, you know, we're saying, if you're going to, you know, be around your dog, something, anything could happen. Be prepared, folks. Put yourself in the best position that you can handle that situation. I will be emailing you the email addresses of the people that
sure.
– or the email address – the addresses of the people that won the bandanas. I think there's one in Denver, one in Indiana, and one in Maine or somewhere up there. So they're going all over. But thank
and
you
I
so
think
much.
Two of those names sound familiar, and I think they're our instructors because I know we have a lot of instructors who are looking forward to being on the call. But just as a summary, you know, you really are your own pet's K911, and that's why you really need to be trained.
That's kind of cool. I like that. You're your own K911. That's pretty cool. I like that. That's a good one. Yeah, that ought to be on a shirt. That should be on
yeah.
a shirt. All right. Thank you so much for taking time out to talk to us. Thank you so much, Bree. I know she's still listening to the show. We appreciate you guys telling us your story. Guys, get out there, spend the time, get the Pet Saver training. You know, you never know whether it's your dog or grandma's little fluffy dog or a world champion dog at a competition. You never know when you might need it. It's just the best thing that you can do. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come right back, we're going to close out. I'll tell y'all what's coming up on the Canine Sports Connection. Attention owners of the big, athletic, high-energy dogs. If you're sick of all the daily walks and all the fetch games, and if you really hate throwing money away on easily destroyed toys, and if you are ready to finally start letting your dog exercise himself, then I am about to change your life. Hey folks, this is Steve from right here at the Canine Sports Connection, and I'm here to tell you about the Varsity Ball. This is the world's first 110% guaranteed indestructible dog toy. It has been tested on world-class canine athletes, military and police canine officers, and even full-grown lions and tigers. Thousands have been sold, and exactly zero, that's right, zero, have been busted. Listen, I was a little skeptical too until I got one for my dogs and I saw the Varsity Ball in action myself. Team Southern Charm has had it for over a year now and it is still going strong. This thing is beyond tough. It is completely unbreakable. And if your dog does manage to destroy one, the folks at Varsity Pets will replace it for free and they will refund 10% of your original purchase price. You have absolutely nothing to lose. See, the great thing is that the Varsity Ball was designed to provide your dog with an exhausting, full-body workout, all without any human interaction. That's right. You take the ball outside, you turn it over to your high-energy dog, and he works himself into an absolute frenzy, pushing it around, pulling it, dragging it, wrestling with it, hurting it. He does everything he can with it, except destroy it. It is just too big, too tough, and too bad. They can't figure it out, and it drives them crazy. But guys, don't even believe me. I want you to go to Facebook, to Varsity Pets. I want you to go to www.varsitypetsonline.com. See it for yourself. There are dozens of real-life customer videos of dogs playing with Varsity Balls. The videos don't lie. The dogs really do exercise themselves. And now, for a limited time only, you can get your Varsity Ball for $10 off. Just visit www.varsitypetsonline.com. Use the coupon code STEVE. That's the capital letters STEVE. I'm giving you 10 bucks. Save an automatic $10 discount. But hurry, supplies are limited. Get your Varsity Ball today. The Varsity Ball by Varsity Pets. Thousands sold, zero busted. All right, so that's going to wrap up our first show of our second year. That's right. I can't believe I just said that. It's going to be a great year. I always want to let you guys know, if you know of a great story, if you know something out there, send me the info. Like I was telling you, on the 4th of February, I already got shows pretty much booked for most of February. On the 4th of February, we're going to be talking with Brian Chernow of Badass Dash about the upcoming race in Atlanta, Georgia, that is a canine version with the canine division in their obstacle course race. This is going to be exciting. I almost wish I wasn't fat and out of shape and I could go to it, but probably have to work. Following that, I'm bringing in some of my good friends. It is the Wrigglers. It is Jason and Andrea. They are an amazing couple that does disc dogs. They are so much fun to watch. We're going to have them on the show. The 18th, I'm still trying to lock it down, but I'll come back to that in a minute. And on the 25th, we are talking to the Dog Snobs. It's a friend of mine. They've got an amazing blog that's hilarious. It would probably offend most because it is for dog owners by dog owners. So it is a great blog. We're going to talk to them. But I'm hoping to, on the 18th or sometime shortly thereafter, I have had conversations with the folks at Primal. We are going to do a whole show on raw feeding. And I'm telling you now, this is a listener participation show. This is your chance to talk to one of the biggest and best raw food providers in the world about raw foods. And they're not just going to be pushing their product. They're going to help teach us all about raw. If you want to know about raw, here's your chance. So make sure you listen in. I'll let you know more about that show coming up. Yes, I would love to do a show on herding. I just have to find somebody to be on it that knows about it. So I will reach out and try to find out some more about that. The problem is a lot of dog trainers are training during my show, especially the ones out west. So it's kind of hard to get them to give up an afternoon. But we're going to keep going. You guys make sure to let us know if there's anything that we can do to get you the information that you want. Tell us about shows that you want. Tell us about the things that you need. This has been the first episode of the 2014, our second year on the air. I'm so excited where we're headed with this. There's a lot of new stuff coming, so make sure you stay part of it, listen in, share on your social media, our Facebook page and soon-to-be website. Let all your friends know, especially for this episode. Let's get these folks out there. Let's get as many people as we can certified. You never know when that person may save your dog's life. Guys, this is Steve. This has been the Canine Sports Connection, where sports have gone to the dogs.
Thank you for listening in today, and be sure to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. This has been a Varsity Pets presentation of the Canine Sports Connection, where sports have gone to the dogs. We'll